Maine Democrat Plattner says his campaign is strong amid Nazi tattoo and Reddit fallout. By Jasmine Jordan on November 3, 2025. Democrat U.S. Senate candidate Graham Plattner told NBC News his campaign is in a stronger position despite scrutiny over a tattoo resembling Nazi imagery, past online posts, backlash from Democrats and Republicans, and the resignation of senior staff. NBC News reported Monday that Maine Democrat Senate hopeful Graham Plattner said his campaign is stronger following weeks of negative attention tied to multiple resurfaced issues. Plattner argued that he is still more electable than Maine Governor Janet Mills in the Democratic primary and criticized what he called establishment politics, adding he believes his lack of experience is a positive. Last month, on Pod Save America, Plattner acknowledged that a tattoo on his chest resembles the Totenkopf and claimed he got it while drunk in Croatia with fellow Marines. Plattner denied being a Nazi and maintained he would not have gone through life with the tattoo had he known its significance. Breitbart News columnist John Nolte cited prior Reddit posts in which Plattner asked why black people do not tip, questioned why women should take some responsibility for themselves and not get so fed up they wind up having sex with someone they don't mean to, referred to himself as a communist, called police bastards, and described white rural voters as racist and stupid. Nolte stated these Reddit posts were deleted after Plattner became a candidate and added that Plattner's former political director, Genevieve McDonald, resigned after the posts became public. Nolte noted that Democrats have continued backing Plattner in the race despite the tattoo and the Reddit statements and pointed to the endorsement from Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT. Sanders defended Plattner, saying he was more concerned that 50,000 Americans may die unnecessarily than his past comments. Nolte highlighted information that Plattner once specifically acknowledged the tattoo was a Totenkopf more than a decade ago, including an acquaintance describing Plattner saying, "Oh, this is my Totenkopf," and also referenced comments from Plattner's former political director, Genevieve McDonald, who asserted he knows damn well what it means. Plattner has apologized for his Reddit posts and covered the tattoo on his chest, saying he is confronting his past head-on. "I want to talk about my evolution as a human being," he said. "A lot of Americans also want to have hope that you can change and that you can evolve, and that we can have a society that gives grace and forgiveness to people. Because if we can't, if we think that people are just ossified into who they are right now, and can never be something different, then what's the point?" Plattner's past drew attention on ABC's The View, where co-hosts referred to the tattoo as a Nazi tattoo, questioned Plattner's explanations, and contended the conduct was not just a whoopsie. Whoopi Goldberg asked why Plattner did not bring the information forward sooner, arguing that now it sounds like you're making excuses, and added that responsibility should be taken before it's uncovered by other people. Sonny Hostin noted that some Democrats were defending Plattner in an effort to unseat Senator Susan Collins, Army, but agreed he should have addressed his past behavior with more than a noops, adding that when a candidate is denying on a podcast that he is a Nazi, I think it's over. Collins responded to Plattner's since-deleted Reddit posts, calling them terrible and really offensive, and told reporters she was appalled when she read them. Collins also objected to Plattner's prior description of white people living in rural Maine as racist and stupid, saying just the opposite is the case. Plattner continues to insist the controversies have not weakened his effort. "It is amusing for me to watch the campaign described in the media as collapsing or falling apart, when internally, we frankly have not felt this strong since the beginning," he continued. "It hasn't sunk my campaign. In fact, it seems, in many ways, it strengthened us."